This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here. Welcome. It's our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at the Mindful Awareness Research Center, right up the street in the medical school at UCLA. So happy to be here with all of you as we meditate together and practice mindful awareness. Mindfulness is about being present, right? Living more in the present moment, not lost in the past, not lost in the future, but right here, right now. I use the definition of paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with what is, willingness really to be with that experience. So we're going to continue on with the theme I was exploring last week, and that theme was the concept of equanimity. Equanimity is the idea of having an even, balanced mind in the face of whatever life brings. Most of the time we're quite reactive, we have a hard time with, we get anxious quite easily, we get irritated, frustrated, and so mindfulness is cultivating this quality of even-mindedness, this balance, or what I call in the definition, this willingness to be with what is. So it's this really wonderful state of mind. It's not like zoned out, it's a very engaged state, but there's a sense of kind of almost like unshakableness, right? Unshakableness. There's a story, I'm sure I've told it in the past, but I'll tell it again. It's been a while. So some of you know that I lived as a Buddhist nun in a monastery for a year, many years ago. And there were lots of things that were hard being in that monastery. It was really hot. I wasn't crazy about the food. I was in Myanmar, in Burma. But the thing that I had the hardest time was the bugs. They were, and well, anything, like the snakes, the spiders. They had giant spiders about this big. I'm not kidding. They had really long snakes. They had snakes with legs. Have you seen those things? Really freaky. But one of the things that really, really I had a hard time with were the mosquitoes. And so if you were going out, you would not go out at certain hours, and otherwise you would just be attacked by mosquitoes. And so I started trying to think of like ways to escape the mosquito situation. So I began to create mosquito traps. And I was living in a hut. You have to imagine this, like in the, it's not exactly jungle, more like scrubby forest, but very secluded. And I was living in this hut. And so I thought, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I took I took a bucket of lake water and I put it in the center of my room and I waited for the mosquitoes to land. And then I put a top on it and then I carried the mosquitoes out. Didn't really work. Then in the room, they didn't really have screens, so I would put they had screens, but they had holes in the wall, so I put these magazines over the holes in the walls, but it was boiling hot. It was like meditating in a sauna. So I gave that one up, and then I came up with this great idea. Late at night, I'd turn on the outside lights, turn the lights off in the room I was in, stand in front of the window, and wait for the mosquitoes to fly at me out the window. And I would jump out of the way and they'd fly out the window like a toreador. And that worked. It was great. But what I began to realize at a certain point was, first of all, I wasn't meditating. I was supposed to be meditating, but instead I was designing mosquito traps. But no matter what I did, there would always be another mosquito. Right? I could get them all out of the room, but in they would come. And so what I saw was, more importantly than getting rid of the mosquitoes, was having a mind that could be okay even in the midst of all the mosquitoes. And that's what I was cultivating with my meditation practice. That's what I was hoping for and trying for. And that's what equanimity is. So anytime my mind would get freaked out, I'd say, there's always another mosquito, just to remind me. So that's one of the things we're doing here. We're going to practice now mindfulness and then some equanimity practice, a deliberate practice for the cultivation of these qualities as a second meditation. So I just invite you to settle back, get comfortable, feeling your body present right here with your feet on the floor, your hands resting where they're comfortable, your back upright, shoulders relaxed. And your eyes can be closed, but for some people they don't like to do that, so you can meditate with your eyes open, just have them looking mostly downward. And a few deep breaths are helpful to get started. And so we can really bring our attention to our body seated here, noticing areas of tension, tightness, holding, contraction. You can notice your feet and feel the solidity of your feet on the floor. There's warmth, hardness, tingling. And just gently scan through your body, and if you find any areas of tightness, tension, holding, contraction, you can breathe a little more deeply as a kind of release, if possible. You might even have a sense of the breath moving into that area of tension. But mostly we're just aiming for a softening, especially in our stomach area. With our hands, let your hands be soft. Let your jaw and face and facial muscles soften. And then we can just be here. For the time being, there's nothing to do and nowhere to go. We're just here. Present, aware. I like to start by listening to sounds. You can turn your attention to the sounds around you. The sounds coming and going, hopefully no mosquitoes. Just listening. Listening as if you were listening to your favorite music. So with that quality of curiosity, that openness to it. And then, you know, what happens is that our minds tend to have stories about the experience. I like this one, I don't like this one. I wish that would go away. What is that? Reminds me of this. But see if you can stay just with the experience of listening. Not letting those stories take hold. So just if they happen, come back to the listening, to the sound, or take another breath, coming into the present moment, just listening. And now let's turn our attention into our body and notice your body is breathing. The natural breath in and out through your nose. Where do you feel your breath the most clearly? You might notice your abdomen rising and falling. Just that area expanding and contracting as you breathe. This is a nice place to focus on the gentle movement, almost like waves of our breath rising and falling. Sometimes it stops, it pauses, but we just feel our breath without a lot of story. Oh no, I'm doing this wrong. I'm breathing wrong. I'm just breathing. Or you might notice your chest rising and falling, expanding and contracting. Can you feel the air moving through your nose, tingling, warmth, coolness? So we'll focus on something right now that was obvious to you. So your breath in your abdomen, your chest, or your nose. Or if you liked listening to sounds, you can go back to that. Pick whatever is the clearest or easiest, and they all work equally well, so just pick something. Breath after breath, or sound after sound. Feeling, sensing your breath, or listening to the sound. And at some point, likely, your attention will wander. You'll start thinking about other things. That is normal. When that happens, just notice it. You can say thinking or wandering softly in your mind, and then return your attention back to your focus. So you're with your breath or sound. You get lost in thought. You notice it, say thinking, then you come back. A little while later, you're lost in thought, you notice it, you say thinking, and then come back. And that's how it works. People with experience know that there's many other things to notice when they become predominant. Emotions, body sensations, thoughts. And also just that simple resting and natural awareness is always available to those of you who are familiar with that practice. Resting in awareness of awareness. So let's try this in silence. And if it turns out there's a lot of sound, like it seems like there is today, just turn your attention to sound. Let go of your breathing and let sound be the thing you focus on. And come back to your breath after a while, or maybe stay with the sounds. It's your choice.